there has been, as people are aware, there have been new bus routes servicing Sligo from Ballyshannon, going through Coolani, from Drumcairn, Drumahair, from Ballyhadrine, Ross's Point, and Riverstown. So there's lots of new bus routes, and along with that, then I suppose that they have to improve the infrastructure that goes with all these new bus routes. So 50 new bus stops, that's very significant. We've all been asking in the council about this over the years, including the provision of bus shelters as well. So I'm hoping that there will be lots more bus shelters added to this. So, yeah, it does mean that finally, after all the meetings, remember during COVID, we had an awful lot of online meetings with the NTA, and it's great now at least that that all the requests are being listened to. And they've also mentioned as well, and we've all asked about this, the introduction of the S3 route to serve Mahara Boy. So that is included in the plans as well, and it's a new cross-town route, the S3. So the planning work has commenced also to provide electric buses on the network.
It does feel, Councillor, like this breakthrough has been long awaited, particularly the developments with the S3 bus route across Sligo Town.
Yes, and I remember before there was particular frustration because there, and rightly so, there were a lot of the buses were serving Strandhill Road very, very regularly, and what we and what residents were asking for was for one or two of those buses at particular times during the day to be diverted or to come up, you know, to come through Mahara Boy instead of going back down, back onto the Strandhill Road again. So, and I know residents are campaigning there for a huge amount of time to have this service in. So it will make a very big difference to so many people there. So I'm really looking forward to that one because it's so well deserved by the residents up there in Mahara Boy. They've asked for it for so long, and you know, they'll be delighted with that.